Hello, my name is Danae. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. How may I help you?
Yes, we had gotten the first vaccine, and I was wondering when they were going to be distributed the second vaccine. And also, how many days in between, what's the least or the amount of time you can schedule?
They have to be 28 days apart. The vaccine has to be 28 days apart.
Okay, so we got it on the 4th, so we could get it on the 2nd of March. Is that true?
You got it on the 4th of this month?
Yeah.
I guess so. If that's 28 days in between.
Yeah, where will they be?
Where did you go?
We went to Foley.
It was a drive.
Right. It was a drive up.
Oh, ma'am. Honestly, I have no idea about anything regarding drives or where one would be.
Okay.
I do have a number for you that you
okay.
can call and pre-register for a shot.
Okay.
And they'll just give you a call when they got one available. And you can possibly once, if you get a call anytime in the near future, or like too soon or something, you can tell them that you already had your first shot and you still got to wait a couple of days or something.
Yeah, somebody said when we were there that the earliest we could get it would be on the 28th of February, but that's probably too close.
Okay.
See, I'll tell you our concern. We're from Illinois, and I'm not sure they will give us a second dose there.
So you got your first dose in Illinois?
No, we got the first dose here in Alabama.
Oh, and so you're going home to Illinois?
Yeah.
They will. If you got it here in Alabama, you can still get it in Illinois, your second shot.
Really?
Yes, ma'am.
Because my husband called his doctor's office, and they didn't seem to know a whole lot about it. The reason we got it down here, we didn't think we were going to be able to, and then we called that number, and they said we could. And so in Illinois, in our county, in that nothing is opened up yet. I mean, so that's why we got it here, because we wanted to feel a little bit safer.
Yes, ma'am.
So because we got it on the drive-up one, do you think we could get it somewhere else around this area?
I honestly have no idea regarding that. Like, if I don't know too much information regarding
anything. Because they told us that they didn't know where the next one would be there. They didn't know exactly where it would be.
Yes, ma'am. I understand that. I don't have any idea about anything going on with drive-ups.
Okay.
So I wouldn't know where one would be either or when the next one would be. All I do
okay.
have is a number for you that can refer
okay.
you to a facility in a county
okay.
near you.
Okay. Okay.
You want
right.
that number?
What? And this is Baldwin County, right?
That's the county you in?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's what you'll give them. They'll just ask you that. They'll ask you for your county, your name, first name, last name.
Okay.
Phone number and
okay.
your age. And
okay.
then they'll pre-register you, and when a facility has an available appointment for you, they'll give you a call.
Okay. And what is that number?
That number is 855-566-5333.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am, and I want to thank you for calling. No, I hope
okay.
we have been able to help. If you need more information,
okay.
you may visit the following website, adph.org
okay.
or cdc.gov, and thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yes, ma'am. So enjoy your day.